Welcome to What the Health? Where anything health is fair game as we tackle the trends and bust the myths about health and wellness. Here are your hosts, Dr. Dan and Angela Toro.
And welcome to another episode of What the Health? I am Dr. Dan, here with my co-host,
Angela Toro with Toro Family Chiropractic. Let me get the disclaimer out of the way, so you guys know this by now, but we are here for informational purposes only, to have an open discussion about health, in no way offering individualized medical advice. Always talk to your trusted healthcare provider. With that being said, got another good one here today.
Another good one. Oh, a little bit of alliteration. I love alliteration. Don't tell the wife. She hates it. Are conveniences leading to catastrophe, or catastrophe conveniences, however you want to say it?
Catastrophic conveniences.
Catastrophic conveniences. Yeah. What the heck are we talking about? At the end of the day, I've had a couple, very hard discussions with a few clients over the past week or two. And I think really what this comes down to is we always talk about our continuum, right? Our health continuum, our illness wellness continuum. And we go from a negative 10 to a zero to a positive 10 scale. Negative 10 to zero is really like the illness continuum. That's where, that's where medicine shines, emergency intervention, medication management. And most people then get to zero, which is what we consider the comfort level. You're kind of asymptomatic.
You're
asymptomatic. You don't have, any sort of diagnosed illness, but you still might not be feeling your best, or, you might still have some, fatigue, but again, you're just kind of like status quo. But then, we talk about like the zero to positive 10, and it's like, oh my gosh, now we're starting to creep up into, a good, excellent, and optimal level health and well-being, where it's like, okay, I have good sleep. I, wake up with good energy. I, am able to move my body regularly. My digestion is good. I have good quality, relationships. I'm not snapping at people. You're looking at this zero to positive 10, which is really where health promotion, the salutogenic solution
is. If you
is.
Will.
and so we look at this illness wellness continuum all the time. And so, what I see with clients, the past couple over this week or two, is really it comes down to every decision you make in your life will lead you either towards wellness or towards illness. Okay. And unfortunately, the majority of choices that we have that are easy, that are convenient in our society, may not in the immediacy, in the short term, may not be of consequence, but it's in the long term, and the repetition, the habitual choice of convenience, which will lead to catastrophe to our health and well-being, and ultimately lead to, significant illness. And so that's kind of what we are. That's what we are discussing today, in terms of the conveniences. And let's start with the easiest example, and then I'll let Angela jump in here. But the easiest example that I have is, let's start with someone who's sore and who's in pain. And, let's say they wake up in severe, low back pain or neck and upper back pain. And, hip pain, their muscles are just in spasm, and they don't feel like they can function. But hey, we've got a very, very busy schedule. Maybe you want to golf. Maybe you want to, maybe you want to work out, play pickleball.
Maybe you just want to get through your work day.
Maybe you just want to get through your work day. So you have a choice here. You can do nothing, okay, which is probably the better option than what I'm just about to mention, but you can do nothing and, kind of work through the pain and kind of let your body hopefully work through it. Or you've got a choice of, hey, I can mask that pain with a medication, either an anti-inflammatory or a painkiller, which work at different, physiological functions in the body. or I can try and get to the underlying cause of why that pain is there, and work towards, you know, removing that cause, getting to the underlying cause and helping to truly allow my body to heal and recover from that. So, you know, my point being, you know, if you have someone who comes in with a significant amount of pain, you know, and I had this conversation literally yesterday with one of my, you know, new clients, you know, it was like, oh yeah, everything I do, young mom, okay, young mom, you know, young kid, and she was in significant lower back pain. She was 50% better after one visit, which is actually really fantastic. But I talked to her about, you know, chiropractic and the correction of the spine and ultimately helping the nervous system function better, which most of us know that the nervous system controls and coordinates everything else. When we get to allowing the nervous system to function better, we are ultimately going to lead to better health and well-being. But that takes time. That takes effort. And what she said to me is like, oh, yeah, anything or anytime, you know, I've worked towards doing something, I'm usually there for a few visits or I'm there. And then once I feel better, I'm gone. That was literally her words. When I'm there for a little while, once I feel better, I'm gone. Problem being, okay, there for a little while and then gone does not completely resolve the issue. The pain may have gone away, but it didn't necessarily get to the underlying cause and allow you time to resolve the issue. So we have a choice. We can continue masking the problem with medication. That's the convenience, right? Mm-hmm. It's so easy to wake up. I got a little bottle. I got a little bottle, maybe my Advil, my Tylenol, you know. Look, we're not discriminatory when it comes to your medication. You know, there's so many choices out there. You know, you're over-the-counter naproxen, your NSAID, you know, your whatever it is. It's so easy to grab that bottle off out of the medicine cabinet or, you know, off of your sink, you know, open it up, pop 2, 3, 4, whatever the dosage is. Some people like to, you know, double, triple up their dosage. And okay, boom. Hey, I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling good. Okay. And in the immediate term, you know, doing that once, twice, you know, a couple times, no problem. But now you've made a habitual choice that you are not getting to the underlying cause of why your pain or why your health challenge is there. You've made the choice to now mask the pain, the inflammation, the symptoms, the dysfunction with a medication. And you know, again, doing that short term, no problem. But what has our society taught us? You know, that's convenient. It's a lot easier to go and to pop that medication and then boom, I'm just going to keep on keeping on with my day. I'm going to go play pickleball. I'm going to go golf. I'm going to go train. I'm going to, you know, go get through my day. And I can just, you know, tell my body to hush that, you know, signal, hush that sign, that emergency, that literally the fire alarm that's going off in your body. You're just going to turn that off or take the battery out right now. Versus investing in the time, energy, and effort that it takes to actually get to the underlying cause of why that pain is there, why that health challenge is there, and make efforts to work towards health and wholeness. And again, our society has made it so easy and so convenient to make the choice of, you know what, I'm just going to hush this. I'm just going to kick this down the road until you get to a point, unfortunately, and we see this, I mean, I know you see this in your clients, but we get to a point where it's like, if you do that long enough, you know, doing that for 1 or 2 years, no big deal. You start doing that 5, 10 years, a decade or longer, now it's not just the pain, you know, that's there, but now you have significant health challenges, not just from the original health challenge, but also from the toxicity of the artificial, you know, medical management of your health challenge. Okay, I'm going to take a breath now.
Yeah, so
thoughts on that.
Our society has made it unbelievably convenient to be unhealthy. And
ooh, I like that.
That is the biggest thing I talk with my clients about all the time, because everybody wants the magic, you know, what's the secret?
Magic bullet. Still have people that come in and ask me, what's the magic bullet, Dr. Dan?
And I tell people all the time, you know, being healthy is very, very simple, but it's not easy. It is not easy. Not in this culture, not in this society, not at all. Not when you have and walk down the street and see what 15, 20 fast food restaurants before I see a grocery store. And then when I get to that grocery store, what's the quality of the stuff in that store? I mean, it's unreal. What truly is unreal. What has happened to our idea of food, of nutrition, of health and wellness? So
I saw a meme the other day that 80%, maybe it was 80%. I forget what the number was, but it was like 80 or 90% of the options in the grocery store didn't exist like 50 or 60 years ago. I mean, it was insane. You know, and again, you know, maybe that number is up or down a little bit. I don't know exactly what it was, but it's like that stuff didn't exist.
And not just new products, but if you look at the size of products. So if anyone's ever taken a nutrition class has probably seen the, you know, what the size of a bagel was back in the 60s versus what the size of a bagel is now, or what the serving size of something was versus the serving size now. And instead of trying to tone down the serving sizes, we now, which I guess is one step in the right direction. So now things that come in quote unquote single serving options. So a bag of chips, for instance. So a bag of chips that you'd grab at like a gas station, it's like two or three servings. Yeah. And they would put that. They would put, you know, the nutrition information per serving. And then they would put that it was, you know, I think it's like three servings. Now packages are required if it's something that quote unquote can be consumed in one sitting, which I'm saying the big bag of chips you're probably.
I'm like, I've done it before.
Like, wait, was this a challenge? Like, what are we? But something that could reasonably be consumed in one sitting has to have the total information all, so they can put per serving.
Yes.
And then they have to put per container. So Ben and Jerry's perfect example. Oh my god!
This is all pints of ice cream.
Yes,
by the way.
Pints of ice cream. The Ben and Jerry's four servings. So you used to go and you look at that and you're like, oh, 250 calories. That's not too bad.
That's per serving.
So when they put I can do the math in my head, and I know I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Exactly.
It's like there's no like, oh, maybe it's going to half. No, I know. But it's like something about actually seeing that number calculate it out for you, like 1,100 calories. You're just like,
it's a third of my daily intake.
maybe I'll skip that today. So,
today.
No, but there is so. But again, that's the direction we've gone in. Instead of looking at it and going, well, why don't we make smaller containers of ice cream, or why don't we? No. We keep going in
bigger,
this.
Bigger's better.
Yes, bigger's better. Oh my god, some of the fast food. Sorry, this is where I'm going to start going crazy.
Oh, well, I'm going to bring up Parks and Recreation.
Oh my god, bring them back.
The child size. They have a child.
It's the size of a child. Sorry.
It's like, wait a minute. Why are you calling that a child size? Because it's the size of a child. It's literally the pop.
It's like what was it, like 100 and?
It was 120. No, it was like 540. It was 540 ounces. It was the size of a small child.
So let's put this in percent. I think actually a large at some of the fast food restaurants now, isn't it like six? Aren't they like six? Like.
16.
Some of them are, I mean, they're definitely more than.
Oh, they're like 64 ounces.
Yeah. Which is how much water you should be drinking.
That's a half gallon.
Yes. That's how much water you should be drinking in a day, minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting one serving. That's
one serving
of soda. So these are the kinds of things where, and again,
it's so
convenient because then you go and maybe you order the small and they say, oh, but for, you know, 25 cents more, you can get the next size up. Oh yeah, of course. That's such a great bang for my buck. And that's because that's the other thing that's become so convenient is we want to get a good value for our money.
Correct.
So it's a better value to buy the bigger quantity, but we're not thinking about, we have completely lost sight of, well, wait. So I just got a good value for my money, but I'm also probably now consuming twice as many calories, and not just calories, but unhealthy calories, sugar, sodium, the wrong kind of fat, all these toxic inflammatory things. And it's like, so I'm consuming twice as many of them because it's going to be, quote unquote, a better value, even though I didn't really need it to begin with. So at the end of the day, convenience is killing us. I truly believe that. I was just saying this. Yes, it is way more convenient to drive down. I, you know, live in Bellevue, can drive down 65 and stop at any one of the new, you name it. We have that fast food restaurant within, what, 2 miles?
Less than that. Probably a mile strip.
Mm-hmm. I could get any fast food restaurant I want.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
They all have drive-thrus. Don't even have to get out of your car anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, is that more convenient than going to the grocery store, going home, meal prepping, you know, cooking dinner? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to, like you said, where are you going to choose to put your time?
Yeah.
Where are you going to choose to put your money, your energy? Because at the end of the day, it might be more convenient to do those things, but I know how I'm going to feel immediately after.
Exactly.
And I know how I'm going to feel down the line after doing that on a regular basis. I know. It's like when I get off my routine, I feel so off.
Yeah.
And all it takes is just that one day. Okay, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get everything I need to meal prep. I'm going to get back on it. And yeah, when starting out, you know, several years ago, when I was trying to break those bad habits, that seemed like such an inconvenience to have to do that. Now it's, I don't even think about, you know, this past Sunday, I knew I was going to have a busy day. I was up at the store 8:30 in the morning doing my grocery shopping, had all my meal prep done by 10 o'clock Sunday morning. I still had the entire day to go, had everything done, all my meals for the week, could go out and enjoy my Sunday. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, that never would have happened. I would have just said, oh, I have a busy Sunday. The meal prep's not happening this weekend. And then I would have just kind of done the convenience all week and kind of got by on takeout or going out and doing all of the convenience-based options. So it really is. It really comes down to those choices. You know, like Dr. Dan was saying, every single choice is putting you either towards the direction of wellness or towards the direction of illness. And at the end of the day, you're the only one that can make those choices. We're not going to come drag you out of your house and drag you to the grocery store, drag you to the gym, or drag you to the chiropractor. We'd like to. So, trust me, there's some people we definitely would like to. But it really, really comes down to having to make that choice and make that commitment.
Correct. And I think, you know, even taking it a step further is, you know, no one ever stops and thinks about, you know, because I here's what I get. You know, people are like, oh, I've got to, you know, once I start going to the chiropractor, I got to keep going. Or, do I have to go to the gym, you know, 3 times a week for the rest of my life? And, you know, it's like when you really break it down and look at it, people scoff at the idea of doing something that is healthy for you habitually, you know, right? Because we want the fix, right? We want to fix it and be done with it.
I just want to look good, feel good,
yes,
put no effort.
Fix it and be done with it. But if you break it down and let's say, you know, I would say there is quite a few. I'd love to see this statistic. How many people take an anti-inflammatory or a painkiller, you know, at least once a day? You know, throughout their life, or at least once a week, and they do that throughout their life. Me and you, I have not had a painkiller or an anti-inflammatory, you know, in a decade or more, probably more. And I don't say this to pat myself on the back, but I came to the realization that was not going to help me. But, you know, so we scoff at the idea of, oh my gosh, you know, you go to the chiropractor once a week or once a month, or you know, why would you put money in that? You go get a massage once a month, or, you know, you go to the gym 3 times a week or, you know, daily. You know, we scoff at this idea. You know, you go to therapy, you know, you go see a counselor, or you go to a men or women's group, a book club, or, you know, something to, you know, help your emotional state of well-being. It's like, you know, we scoff at this idea of like, well, why would you keep doing that habitually, repetitively? But this idea of it's okay to medicate our problems. We can take a blood pressure medication once a day for the rest of our life. We can take a painkiller or a anti-inflammatory once a day for the rest of our life. We can take diabetes, you know, pick your poison, you know, pick your medication. It's fine to do that. Why? Because you can do that in the privacy of your home. And, you know, no one ever has to know other than your, you know, primary care provider. No one ever has to know what you're, you know, popping into your mouth day in and day out. And again, I'm not trying to sound judgmental. If I am, I apologize. But this is about your choices and what you do habitually day in and day out. And unfortunately, the convenience that we are, that many of us prescribe to, what is easy, what is convenient, will end up leading to catastrophe. It might not be today. It might not be a year or 5 years from now. But eventually, if you take a painkiller or an anti-inflammatory daily for 5-10 years, you will lead to some other health challenge. It's a given because there's so much stress on your system.
You know what the worst part is? Is that the people taking those on a regular basis,
they think it's right. Well, and it's okay.
Well, but and also a lot of them, they're not even getting the relief. Like, they're still in pain. And I think back to that because I did when I was dealing with, you know, back issue back when I was younger, like I through high school and college. I mean, I was
That's what you're supposed to do.
I had ibuprofen on me at all times. I was popping that all day, every day, but I was still in pain. So looking back, I'm like,
why did I do that?
Why? Like, that's, you know, it's, and that's what people ask me now, you know, it's, you know, training the way that I do. And they're like, oh, okay, well, what do you do for pain? I sit in the sauna. I do an Epsom salt bath.
Water.
I lay on ice. I do ice baths. I drink water. I roll. I foam roll. It's like, and guess what? All those things take a heck of a lot of time. I probably spend 2 to 3 more times on recovery than I do on the training itself. But again, but all of those things are not just benefiting they're not making me feel better. They're going to make me function better. Yeah, I could go pop a couple of Advil and get back to training, but that's not actually helping my body recover from what I've put it through. So I'm going to do the things that actually help it recover. And that's where it comes down to making that choice and being aware of where you're putting your time and energy.
And what's really interesting is things that are healthy on, like, let's say one level, you know, so I hate to call chiropractic good. You know, when you get a spinal adjustment, like, it feels good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 99 times out of 100, you get an adjustment, you are feeling much better. Sometimes you feel a little sore afterwards, and I get that. But like,
just like you go after exercise.
Correct. Exactly. But 99 times out of 100, you know, you are feeling much better after a chiropractic adjustment, a good chiropractic adjustment, which we do in our office day in and day out. But I hate to say that chiropractic is good, it is solely for pain relief. A lot of people seek that. But here's the, you know, rather than have, you know, medication and side effects, right? You have all these side effects. Oh, it's going to cause nausea, diarrhea, you know, vomiting.
Is that
headaches?
What comedian does the whole, Bill Enville or Jeff Foxworthy?
Jeff Foxworthy,
yeah.
I think I'll just have itchy water.
List off all the... Sorry, we go off on sibling tangents sometimes.
No, but seriously, if you ever get a chance to listen to Jeff Foxworthy, itchy, watery eyes, blue collar comedy tour.
It's like,
he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it because, you know, it's like, I think a fluorophore or something. Yeah. For itchy, watery eyes, and then you start to read the ingredients and read the side effects, and it's just like, what was it? Diarrhea. It was explosive diarrhea. It's like, really? I think I'll just have itchy, watery eyes. But unfortunately, when you look at, you know, things like that we take on a daily basis, you know, pain medications, high blood pressure, cholesterol meds, and all of these things, and I'm not saying acid reflux. I'm not saying these things don't have a time and a place, but they're not the long-term management with medication.
They're not solving the problem.
It's not solving the problem. That's exactly right. And so, you know, instead of side effects, when you look at things that are truly beneficial to your health and well-being, you know, such as taking a walk in the sunshine, a chiropractic adjustment, physical or resistance training, giving someone a hug, having an engaging conversation, kind of like we are now, but having an engaging conversation that challenges your understanding of something or your beliefs, and it gets you excited. Like, when you do all of those things, it's not just healthy in one aspect of your life, but it affects everything because it's all interconnected. And so that's what I love. I mean, one of my favorite things about people starting to get adjusted on a regular basis is that not just, you know, the pain they came in for, maybe neck pain or headaches or low back pain or tingling or numbness, that starts to improve. But now all of these other things, oh my God, Dr. Dan, I have better energy. I'm sleeping better. My digestion is better. I used to be constipated. I would go once or twice a week. Now I go every day.
Like, and they thought that was normal.
They thought that was normal. Exactly. And it's like now.
And they're probably doing the Metamucil and doing again the things that.
So now all of these other functions are showing significant improvements in their health and well-being. And, you know, those are the side benefits, because when you do something that is truly healthy and congruent with, you know, how we are designed to be healthy and well, then not just does one thing get impacted, but everything gets impacted. So rather than having side effects, you know, from a poison, that is, snuffing out or quieting or hushing or masking the problem, you are doing things that resonate with and are in integrity and congruent with your health and well-being. Everything starts to improve. So, you know, but again, those aren't convenient. It's so much easier to, you know, pop a couple Advil or pop a couple NSAIDs than, you know, every day than to go to the chiropractor once a week. You know, and get you, you know, get truly get your neck adjusted and your, you know, your curve corrected. You know, it is a lot easier to pop a couple NSAIDs than to lay on an ice bath or to sit in an infrared sauna or to lay on a foam roller for a couple minutes. It is so much easier to pop the medication than it is to do things that are truly congruent with your health and well-being. And so, you know, again, in the short term, there are times when medication is, you know, maybe necessary. Okay. I'm not worried. We're not going to sit here and argue that medication has saved lives in certain instances. Okay. But when you take something that is designed to be short term and acute, and really, you know, one of my favorite sayings is, when you take a medication, you have to heal twice, once from the original illness, a second time from the toxic medication that you're taking. But again, that's designed for the short term to hopefully allow your body some rest and relaxation to allow it to heal from the original illness. But when we take that, what should be an acute short-term intervention, a convenience intervention, and we now apply it blanketly across the board, eventually, it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when you will hit the catastrophe of the health crisis that will slow you down enough, right? You know, okay, I always tell people, you know, do you want to deal with cancer, you know, now and take the time, energy, and effort to allow your body and to facilitate your body optimally fighting cancer day in and day out, because that's what it does, or do you want to wait until it grows large enough, until you have a diagnosable tumor on an MRI or a CT or a PET scan, and now you are going to be forced to make a decision to intervene and, you know, hopefully save your life.
Yeah. So, I tell people all the time. No, and this is such a topic that is we are so passionate about, because it's, and again, we no way are like putting ourselves on a pedestal or saying that we're perfect, or that, you know, again, it's, you know, I do things at times that are definitely putting me towards the illness side. Yes, I'm not always choosing the wellness side.
There's a difference between celebrating and doing it, you know, and doing it intermittently and allowing the body time to recover from that. And medicating, you know, it's medicating with alcohol or medicating with, a bag of chips or, you know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, you know, as we mentioned. It's like if you're using food or alcohol or truly a medication, you know, a toxin to the body to medicate because it acutely helps you feel better. If you continue to do that, eventually, it's not if, it's when will lead to the catastrophe.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, and it's just, and it truly, truly is. It's a choice. It comes down to it every single day.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with convenience. You don't have to plan Yep. For convenience.
I'm going to pull over.
Yep. The drive-thrus are there. The Advils, the medication's there. It's all there. That's the definition of convenient. It's there. Convenient. It's there. It's ready. So the choice, it really truly is a choice every single day, every single week to be healthy and to make that choice. And there's going to be good days and bad days. You know, like I was out with a friend last night and he needed to get food. We were at the mall and he got like the Japanese place and you want anything? I'm like, no, I have a fridge full of food at home that I meal prep for the week. And he's sitting there, he's eating. There were a couple bites. He's like, oh, I'm not going to finish this. Do you want it? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll finish off with you. And he's like, oh, I thought you weren't hungry. I'm like, I didn't say I wasn't hungry. I said I was choosing to not spend $11 on a meal when I've already bought food, prepared food, and it's home, and it will be there when I get home.
But if you're going to buy it for me.
I was hungry, so I'm going to finish off those couple bites. Yeah. But the idea, again, is, you know, in the past, I would have been like, oh, well, yeah, I'm here. It's convenient. I'm hungry. I'm just going to get it. But, so that's where it really just comes down to, like you said, you're always choosing something.
Yeah.
So, yes, it takes a little more planning, a little more forethought to choose health. But what's beautiful is once you start doing it regularly, it just becomes easier. And when you get off, that's what I tell people all the time. I'm like, so many people, and it's sad. It really is sad. So many people don't even know what it feels like to be healthy.
Yeah.
You were talking about that, the negative 10 to positive 10. Mm-hmm. So many people live in the zero to maybe negative 2.
Yeah. And they think that's normal.
They think that's normal. People live in the, I mean, I don't feel great, but like,
I'm a little tired.
I'm a little tired. I'm a little sluggish. I have some brain fog. Oh, yeah, I need coffee all day to keep me going. That's just the world we live in. Oh, yeah, I have some aches and pains and this and that. And that's just the world we live in. And, like, so many people just don't even realize that if you just get even to the plus 2 side, let alone plus 4, plus 6, you know, up towards the optimal, just getting into that true wellness.
Yeah, the true health.
Into that true health world. The way that you feel, and once you go back, your body tells you. So you might eat fast food every day. If you clean up your diet, I'll tell you right now, the first time you eat that, and I have clients on this all the time, they're like, so I had pizza the other day. I'm like, how'd that feel?
Terrible.
I'm like, exactly. They're like, I used to eat pizza like every day. I'm like, I know, me too.
Your body becomes numb.
Exactly.
To it.
I'm like, you didn't realize how bad you felt every day, how inflamed you were every day until you fix it. And then all of a sudden your body, or same with, I had a client the other day. I love hearing these stories. I had a client the other day. She had a sweet tooth and has been working very hard to eliminate sugar. And again, it's, you know, just where she was with some people and there were some sugary treats out. She's like, yeah, I was eating this. There was this cake or dessert. It was so, she's like, I don't know if they just put so much sugar in it or if it just tasted so sweet to me. She's like, I couldn't finish it. It was too sweet. I'm like, that's because you've been avoiding it. And now your body's like, oh my, hold on. Yeah. So something that before would have just eaten without a second thought, maybe even had a second piece, couldn't even finish a piece of it because she's made that change. Her body's adapted. Her body now recognizes what it feels to be healthy and enjoys the truly healthy. When you're healthy, your body enjoys being healthy.
Yeah.
Your body enjoys moving and being active. Your body enjoys having good, healthy food put into it. Your body enjoys doing things like chiropractic and massage and things that are going to make it feel better. Yeah. So, but you have to put in the time and effort to get there.
Yep.
And that's the part where, again, we always say, right, you're going to pay for your health one way or another. You're either going to pay for it now, you're either going to invest in good health now, or you're paying for bad health later.
Yeah, you're gonna invest in the, you know, slow, incremental. I'm gonna, you know, spread it out over decades, and I'm gonna invest in my health a little bit each day, a little bit each year, a little bit each decade. Or you're just gonna ignore it, and then boom, the catastrophe hits. Mm-hmm. And now you're gonna invest all your time, energy, and savings, right? And again, another one of my favorite quotes is, you know, people spend their health to build their wealth to get to the point of then having to spend their wealth to regain their health. Yep. And it's like, don't let that be, because you can do both. You can do both alongside. You know, it does take some choices, as you say. You have to make some conscious choices that are going to invest in your health and well-being. But as we always say, your health is your single greatest asset. And, you know,
The rest of it just doesn't matter without it.
Yeah,
if you're, you know, you'd be the richest person in the world. Yeah,
wealthiest person in the world.
Who
but
cares if you can't get out of bed,
or you can't, you know, have a functional thought, or you know, spend time with your kids, your grandkids. It's none of it is worth it. You're absolutely right. So, so here we are talking about don't let convenience lead to catastrophe. You know, take time in consciously investing in the choices that are going to, you know, regain, attain, and maintain your health and well-being throughout your life. We know it's not easy, but we are here that we can help you. And there's many practitioners across the world, wherever you are, that could help you and assist you and facilitate you getting healthy and staying healthy. So if you are in the southwestern Pennsylvania area and you would like to reach out, if any of this resonated with you, please reach out on our website, Turo, T-U-R-O, familychiropractic.com. And if we can't help you directly, either in person or online, we are happy to help you find someone who can. So with that being said, where convenience is leading to catastrophe, break free from that, make the choice to live in health and harmony. I am Dr. Dan with this episode of What the Health.
Here with Angela. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you on our next episode.
See you next episode.
You've been listening to What the Health with Dr. Dan and Angela Turo, brought to you by Turo Family Chiropractic. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.whatthehealth.world.